This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the postseason, the only motivation you need is to win. However, according to one NBA insider with ESPN, he notes that our superstar point guard in Jalen Brunson may have even more motivation going up against the Indiana Pacers. And this all goes back to Brunson's time with the Dallas Mavericks, when he was benched in a critical playoff game. His coach at the time, the same coach of the Indiana Pacers today, Rick Carlisle. We're going to break down exactly what happened between Brunson and Carlisle, and we're going to take a look at how Brunson feels today about that exact situation. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Jalen Brunson is motivated to defeat his former coach after a playoffs benching. Do not anger the beast. Do not give Jalen Brunson, arguably one of the best players in the playoffs thus far, any additional motivation. Do we not remember what he just did to the Philadelphia 76ers? From game 3 all the way to game 6, he torched them, giving you 40-point game after 40-point game, key assist, key rebounds, he steals. He was doing everything for the Knicks. The last thing any playoff team needs right now is an extra motivated Jalen Brunson. But unfortunately for the Indiana Pacers, that's exactly what they're going to get. All because of their head coach, Rick Carlisle. And it all goes back to a benching that happened in Jalen Brunson's time in Dallas. Let's look at Tim McMahon and his report with ESPN. Tim McMahon said the following on the Hoop Collection podcast. 3 years ago, Jalen Brunson played 10 minutes in a Game 7 loss, and he didn't play a whole lot more than that in the previous few games. I can assure you this, Jalen remembers getting essentially benched in that series. And one thing you should know about Tim McMahon is that he primarily covers the Dallas Mavericks. So that means any information he gives you, you have to take with some form of credibility. This is going to be an incredible series for a number of reasons. But if Jalen Brunson is extra motivated to perform and beat his former coach, that's going to mean very bad things for Indiana and so many great memories for the Knicks. Before I give you my take on it, Jalen Brunson was recently asked about this exact situation during a media press conference, and he had the following to say about it. Roll the clip.
You want to beat Rick Carlisle and you can play him up in the playoffs. Okay. I still remember not playing it up in game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? You want to hear, you are motivated to show your old coach what you've become now and you should have played more under him.
That was a good question.
That was a good question.
That's a good question. In all honesty, I said this last time, you're in the playoffs now. There is no extra motivation. It is what it is. The past is the past. Rick gave me my he welcomed me into his league and helped me become the player and helped me grow from day one. So coaches got to make decisions that better suit their team. So whatever happened, we're moving forward from there.
Whatever happened, and we're going to move forward from there. Jalen Brunson, class act. What else did you expect him to say? He's one of the leaders of the Knicks. He has to say those things. But if you listen very carefully to what he said and how long it took him to answer the question, he even said it was a good question because it was a good question. The report going out there was this report that we just talked about again, that Jalen Brunson was upset that he was benched during a playoff series for the Dallas Mavericks. And ever since that time, he's never really gotten over it and he always remembers it. One thing about Brunson, even though he does get over things, he doesn't ever forget anything that's said about him. We know that for a fact. Becky Hammon, Candace Parker, Kenny, no matter who we're talking about here, Jalen Brunson always remembers the comments, always remembers the disrespect, and when the time comes, he will get at that person. And I assure you, if any part of this is true and Jalen Brunson has added motivation going up against the Pacers, he is going to go off. Jalen dropped 41 points against the Sixers, and he really wasn't even mad. Imagine what a motivated Jalen Brunson's going to do against the Pacers and his former coach in Rick Carlisle. Now listen, Tim McMahon, I do believe what he has to say. Again, I take everything he says with some form of credibility because he covers the team. So I have to do that. And then when it comes to Jalen Brunson and what he just said, if you listen, he didn't really say the situation wasn't true. He just said the past is the past and we're going to move forward from there. That means that the situation on some level was true. However, it might have been true in the past at that point in time when he was with Dallas. Maybe now, the face of the Knicks, really the king of New York, maybe it's not true anymore. And even if it is, maybe it doesn't matter. But if it is even a little bit true and Jalen needs that extra motivation, he is going to use it. But as he just said during the media press conference, and he's been saying this really throughout the entire postseason, the only motivation he needs is winning in the playoffs. That's it. And according to him, if you need any more motivation other than that during the playoffs, something is wrong with you. And I can understand where he's coming from. That's the only motivation he needs. That's what leaders have to say. But if he's playing with even a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder going into the series against Indy, it is not going to look good for them. Jalen's likely going to go off. He is going to torch them. And Indy's defense really isn't scary right now to begin with. So I'm not worried about that. You pair that with Jalen Brunson, who may be extra motivated. Man, it's going to be a must-watch series. I feel like it's going to be the battle of the guards with Tyrese leading the Pacers and Brunson leading the Knicks. But either way, we know in the playoffs, the role players are extremely important. And if the star players cancel each other out, that only leaves the role players and how much of an impact they're going to have for their respective teams. And I believe in Dante, Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, and everybody else we have on this roster. They have given me that belief because they played for it. They've proven it with their will to play, their will to fight, and their will to never give up. And when you have a team built that way and motivated that way, they can never lose. That's why I have the Knicks in five. Not only because of the way our roster is assembled, not only because of the physical way we play and our top-tier defense, but also we've been here before and we're even more motivated now to get out of the second round and go to where we need to go, where we want to go. The Eastern Conference Finals. We deserve to be there, and we're definitely going to get there. But Rick Carlisle, Indiana Pacers head coach, he's trying to do some damage control because recently he's been speaking to the media about Jalen Brunson, and he has nothing negative to say. If anything, all he's doing is giving Jalen Brunson a ton of praise. And I think the reason he's doing that is because he knows, just like the Pacers should know, a storm is coming. And the name of that storm is Jalen Brunson. Let's take a look at what Indiana's head coach had to say about Jalen Brunson.
Well, Jalen Brunson is a guy you would never bet against if you know him. You just don't. You just don't bet against that guy. I don't know if anybody saw this coming. You know what he's achieved in 2 years there. But if you know him and you know his character, you're not surprised. You're not shocked. You know, I was at Villanova with him, visited him for a workout one summer, and I asked several people around the Villanova program who's the greatest player in Villanova history, and you know, right down the line, everybody responded the same thing: Jalen Brunson. He's very special. You know, he was great to work with in Dallas for a couple of years. It was 3 years. Absolutely professional and just, you know, great, great character, great, great basketball, great, great respect and love for the game. So you cannot say enough great things about him and what he's accomplished.
See what I'm saying? Damage control. He said a lot of great things about Jalen Brunson, gave him a lot of great praise. And in my opinion, all he said was the facts. He said the truth. Jalen Brunson, a leader, came out of nowhere. Nobody did expect this. We maybe expected an all-star appearance. I know I did, but I didn't know if he could become a superstar. I obviously hoped it. I wanted that to be the case, but I didn't really know. But I think everybody knows now. The book is already out on Jalen. all the things are already known that Jalen Brunson is him. He is that guy. He is definitely a superstar, and he is definitely a player you can build a team around with championship aspirations. That doesn't get said enough, by the way. I've never heard anybody yet say that you can build a championship contender around Jalen Brunson. Well, I was told the way to do that is to get a superstar. And then when you get a superstar, you build around that. Well, Jalen Brunson this year has taken that step into superstardom. We now have our superstar. Now the Knicks have to build around this superstar. How do you do that? You get him better players for the bench. You get him better defenders. And obviously, you get him a player, an all-star player that can come in, not interfere with the offense, and give you high-level defense. You get a player like that added to this roster, this Knicks team is going to be in the NBA Finals for years. I can't even tell you how many years. Probably as many years as Jalen Brunson wants to take him there. No disrespect to Indiana. Credit to them for getting this far. Nobody had Indiana getting this far. So shout out to them. But if we're being real, who did they play to get here? A hobbled Bucks team? A Bucks team that didn't have Giannis? A Bucks team that barely had Dame? What are we talking about here? Are you proud that you beat Chris Middleton and that Milwaukee Bucks team? Credit to you. But coming to New York, coming to one of the most hostile places for you to play, coming to a place where you are reigniting a rivalry that nobody has forgotten. We all remember it. It's a new chapter, a new era. You don't think you're going to feel that crowd? You don't think this Knicks team is going to want to dominate you guys? You don't think that Jalen Brunson has just a little bit of a chip on his shoulder? He may not say it, but I think we can all see it. The black hoodie speaks volumes to me. Listen, it can happen. Why? Because we have the superstar in Jalen Brunson on our team. And as long as that happens, and we have these phenomenal role players on our team as well, anything can happen. The Knicks have already proven that. If you don't believe it, watch the Eastern semifinals, because best believe, Jalen and the Knicks are gonna make you believe it. But what about you guys? Do you think that Jalen Brunson is going to have extra motivation headed into this postseason, given the comments that he made about this situation? Or do you think it's not anything to talk about and Jalen's already enough motivated because he's in the postseason? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.